It's hard for people to understand today what it was like to be on a boat then in a storm like that. Tremendous noises. It sounded as if the boat was heading some rocks or the great waves would smash. The noise, tremendous, and I thought we would flounder at any moment. And besides, they posted a captain's messages of, at that time it was Morse code, of messages received from other ships in the ocean sending SOS, we are floundering, and so on, help. And the captain let us know that he couldn't get out of the way. They were hard-pressed too, so they wanted to get to New York as soon as possible. All the other people were so sick, they couldn't, they didn't know what was happening, but I got over very quickly any sickness, so I would go up on the captain's deck because I had friends there, and I enjoyed the sight of this wild sight, and especially looking at the prow of the ship going way, way down under the sea, and then lifting up, and the wave coming, rushing right up to the captain's. That to live, that's a terrifying scene, but as a boy I enjoyed it, and because I wasn't sick either.